Blog Talk Radio.
Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio on a Wednesday night, March 18th, and tonight we're going to be talking about the Atlanta Hawks all night long. So if you're a Hawks fan and you're watching the Golden State Atlanta game on ESPN and or Sports South, you know you just had that 3-point and foul, 4-point play. That's when I walked back to the back and got on the air. Call in number 646-652-4479. It's not looking too hot right now for the Hawks. They're not playing the greatest defense in the world, and they're not hitting shots. So against Golden State, that's a dangerous mix. But at the end of the day, Hawks have not played well at the beginning, but always finished off strong. So we'll see what happens in the second half of the game. The regular season doesn't matter. That's what people keep saying. Yet, you have several teams in the West and the East that are battling for a playoff spot, every regular season game mattering. So what will it mean to the Hawks when they do clinch the division? Could happen tonight. And the conference could happen this week before April. What will the new injuries to the Hawks mean over the next 6 weeks? That's the topics for tonight, primarily, of course, on the injury side. We know Cephalosha is actually supposed to be back maybe Sunday. But we do know that Mike Scott, he's going to be pretty much hurt until the end of the regular season, okay? And we know that Kyle Korver will probably be hurt for at least a week in regards to the broken nose. So we probably won't be seeing him until middle of the week after next, probably, as far as games go. So, what's going on, Atlanta? Atlanta fans, this is your show. I'm going to pull up the scores here real briefly just to kind of get an idea of what else is going on in the league besides tonight. We know tonight, you know, it being on ESPN is a big deal. People are going to whine and cry if the Hawks get beat, that they're not a real team again. We all know that's coming. Meanwhile, the Washington Wizards are getting beat by a point by Utah in Utah. So that's interesting. And let's see, who else played tonight? Well, Chicago won. Toronto won. Spurs won. So you have some teams there that are, you know, trying to vie for a playoff spot. Let's see, who else played tonight? I think that's it. Well, actually, no, there's one more game. Hold on. Cleveland, of course, blew out Brooklyn. Of course, we couldn't rely on Brooklyn to win, right? Detroit loses by a point. Miami wins again. Watch out for Miami. And all the other games are final. So, again, what's going on in Atlanta? This is your night. What do you think about the Hawks going into the postseason? Again, just as Golden State said, hey, the regular season is a regular season. We beat, you know, got beat by Atlanta in Atlanta. Here they are now in Golden State trying to win. What do you think about, does it mean anything in the regular season? Again, as I mentioned, a lot of people say that the regular season doesn't mean anything, so these regular season victories don't mean anything against the Western Conference. The Hawks have the best record against the Western Conference in the league, but it doesn't mean anything. It's the regular season. Of course, I disagree with that. Does the regular season mean anything with total victories going into the playoffs? LeBron James doesn't believe so. He believes they just need to get into the playoffs, even if they're the eighth seed, apparently. Okay. And again, I say that can't be right, because the worse you play going into the playoffs, harder it is to get momentum against teams that might play better than you. It doesn't take much. You only have to lose four games, you know. So at the end of the day, I think the Hawks are in a better position than most people think. And yes, these injuries are going to affect, but the injuries that we have this year, no way affect us like they did the year before. Okay, year before, they were devastating because we didn't have a bench. We didn't have any kind of a structure to manage it. This year, we do. Okay, and I think that's why so far, hey, we're 53-14, even though we've had injuries. We've had players rested, mostly starters. Okay, and so I think that's a big difference from one year to another. So, again, what do y'all think? Call in 646-4479. That's the number. We'll take a quick break, catch up on all the scores, see if we're in halftime yet, and I'll be back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and the Hawks game is not looking too hot right now, y'all. It is 56-47 with 58 seconds left to go in the second quarter, and right now the Hawks are it's a jumble. I mean, you have Al 1-for-10 tonight. That is not give a recipe for success if Al has shot that many shots and not hitting. Meanwhile, Paul and Damari have a pretty good night going. But, you know, your substitute starter, Kent, really hasn't been able to do too much. And Teague has kind of been limited a little bit as well, even though he does have 8 points off the bench. You got Dennis with 7, but he shot 1-for-6. Jenkins only has 1 shot so far. Mack has shot 3 times, only hit 1. Perro has 3 free throws. Anyway, what's going to happen tonight, the rest of the night? Will they play enough defense to get back into this game solidly? When the Warriors get on the roll, it usually snowballs, you know, pretty badly. So that's the thing that we got to watch out for. But what do you think? 646-652-4479, this nationally televised game on the landscape of legitimacy of the Hawks. Again, they got to prove to the world how good they are again against the West, even though they've beaten everybody in the West at least once, if not swept some of the teams. And they've beaten Golden State already at home. So it's one of those things where we'll never be able to really get out of it because of the, you know, stigma of what Atlanta used to be, not what they are now. But about the playoffs, though, does the regular season mean anything in regards to the playoffs as far as where they finish at and where people see them at? Because right now, even with Cleveland, you know, as a second, you know, team in the East now, everybody's trying to give them the mantle. Everybody's trying to say, well, LeBron is going to take those guys who've never had any playoff experience, and they're going to win the whole thing. And it's just not – I don't think it's reasonable just how they continue to play, just like they played against Miami. There's no reason Cleveland should have gotten beat by Miami if it gets down to it, but they got beat. They had everybody there. But this whole thing about Love and him not playing and resting and back hurting and – you know, again, there's a chance that Cleveland could lose LeBron and Kevin Love all at the same time. Then what? And Tristan Thompson, because he's not re-signing either. So what then? This is it for them possibly, right? So they should be playing as well as they can every night, not just, you know, kind of half-heartedly playing, because that's how LeBron was playing the other night. So, again, the whole East, there's rises and falls, and I think there's a lot of teams that are finally coming back into some kind of prominence, I guess. But compared to the West, because of their records, they're just not looked at, you know, as the same. So call in. It's halftime now, 646-652-4479. This is for all the Atlanta Hawks fans watching the game tonight. Hawks are down by 12. They're not getting beat by 30, so there's a great chance for them to come back. But definitely, I mean, goodness, Al Horford is 1-for-11. We have no rebounds. Now, tonight, no, that's offensive rebounds. We have 13 rebounds, so that's not that bad. 17 rebounds. It's 13 defensive, offensive 4. We have 10 assists. We have 9 steals. Now, see, that's the whole thing about this right now. They've caused all these turnovers and not really capitalized. That's a little bit of an issue. They have 3 blocks tonight already. So let's see what Golden State has going on. They have 3 blocks. They only have 1 steal. They have 20 assists, so that's one reason we're getting beat. Okay, and they do have 20. Well, we're getting out-rebounded a little bit, and, of course, the whole rebounding thing doesn't make a difference unless you're not playing well on the other side of the ball. Hawks right now looks like they're shooting 34% for the game. That's never going to beat the Golden State Warriors if they're shooting 60%. The defense has been horrible tonight. Iggy has 11 off the bench. Who else is scoring? Green shouldn't be scoring like he is right now, but he is. Harrison Barnes is a threat right now. You know, I was really looking at Bazemore to really kind of limit some of the scoring opportunities. And so far, maybe he's nervous. And hopefully he gets unnervous very quickly, because otherwise we're in for a bad night. So we'll see what happens. But again, call in 646-652-4479. Talk about the Hawks, or if you're a fan from another team, you can always call in and say, "Hey, the Bulls won, Washington won, Toronto won. They're coming back." Not 646-652-4479. This year, more than any other year, you've had more divisions in flux than any time probably in the last 20 years as far as just talent and things of that nature, both in the Eastern and Western conferences. And it's going to change again, I think, in the offseason. So where do you feel that your team is going to be within the next year with free agency, drafts, all that kind of good stuff? You can call in and talk about that. But again, talking about the regular season, we know last year Indiana had a number one seed. They lost in the Eastern Conference Finals, but they barely got out the first round. So again, does finishing number one puts you in a position that makes your trip through the playoffs any easier? Does having home court advantage really matter anymore? I still believe it does. It gives that little bit more of a comfortability factor for the home team. Of course, your crowd getting you energized and pumped up support-wise, that always helps. That's why, I mean, the Hawks have one of the best records at home in the league. Okay, if anybody's noticed that, by the way. All right, same thing with Golden State. I think they've only lost two games. The Hawks have lost four all season. That's a big deal. So that the regular season does matter, because if you have more home games than your opponent, you have an opportunity to still come back in a series if you are down. That's the whole point, okay? And again, as far as momentum goes, going into the end of the season, you know, San Antonio the last few years just basically rests everybody. Nobody plays, and it does benefit them. They've been to the last two finals in a row, so something is working there. Okay, they still win over 50 games, okay? They, you know, Pop has won a lot of basketball games doing it the way he's doing it. And so to say that it doesn't work is just silly. And again, I guess that's why it comes down to where everybody is angry at some of these networks, because it's like the whole 2013 season didn't happen. You know, the 2014 finals did not happen. That was correct. The 2013-2014 season did not happen, where the San Antonio Spurs came back from after getting beat the year before by the Miami Heat, came back and thrashed the Miami Heat like they weren't even on the floor. Put basically the same team, just a year older at that. Negated everything that the Miami Heat tried to do. Couldn't do anything about it. And they got beat, playing the way the Hawks do right now with a younger team. So, again, I don't see how people can just unvalidate that, knowing who the coach is for the Hawks, knowing the players that the Hawks have, similarities from one team to another, but they're younger. They're solid. They prove that again and again and again. We've played some of the biggest teams in the West and the East and beat them, and sometimes handily. We've beaten LeBron 3 out of 4 times. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. And, again, this whole thing about not having a superstar or having a main guy who scores 50 points a game, people just – so what? We're just supposed to have somebody like J.R. Smith on our team? Let's bring back Jamal Crawford just so he can score 30 points a game and lose some more? I don't think that's reasonable. It's not, and it's stupid for them to even say it, because it sounds stupid in saying it. 53 wins – 45 wins, 40 wins. What would you rather have? OKC has 37, 38 wins. Have a triple-double guy every night. Does it matter? Not really. They've went to the finals once working with that formula. Durant and Westbrook's been on the same team for 6-7 years now. They've been to the finals once with those two players. 646-652-4479. So, again, the Atlanta Hawks have the most complete team in the league as far as I'm concerned. When they do play defense, they're the most dangerous team in the league, and for the most part, the Hawks always have played defense. But there are some times where they do lapse for one reason or another. Now, sometimes it's matchups. Sometimes a team catches them, right? And so that's the one thing that you do have to worry about. However, think about a team having to do that for 4 victories. That I don't think Atlanta will let someone do. I don't think Bud will. I don't think the players will. And that's why I believe that the Hawks have the best shot of going all the way through the Eastern Conference and getting to the finals, because I just don't see a team beating the Hawks for four games and then preventing the Hawks from being able to go through first round, second round, third round, finals. What do you think? 646? I'm forgetting the number. 646-652-4479. Let's check out some other scores in the league real brief, because it's still halftime. I'm going to go back and watch the game myself, of course. So let's see. Games that count. Dallas doesn't count. OKC doesn't really count. They beat Boston, though. Milwaukee loses. Milwaukee actually has been falling off a little bit. I've been touting them, but now they're about to lose their spot that they had. Indiana loses to Chicago, as I mentioned. Toronto wins barely against Minnesota. And right now Utah is down to Washington by 2 points. But if tonight, if Washington does lose, and I think Atlanta wins, the Atlanta Hawks wrap up their division title, the first one in a long time, which would be really, really great. Cleveland did win, so the magic number to clinch the conference. We still have a few games before that's going to happen. So 646-652-4479. I'm going to take one more break. I'll be back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. And I have about 3 minutes left. Now, tonight, what I was going to do is actually give away some Hawks tickets. I was going to buy a ticket and give it away to a caller tonight. But it doesn't look like I'm going to have a caller before halftime starts again, before I get off the air to go watch the rest of the game. So it doesn't look like anybody's going to get a ticket. That's unfortunate. Nothing I can do about it, because I did let a particular Facebook group know that I was on the air. They had an event posted and everything. So, like I said, I wanted to give away a ticket tonight to the next Hawks game, which is San Antonio. That would have been a big one, right? So let's see if anybody calls in. 646-652-4479. Got about 2 minutes left before I get off the air. Again, tonight the Hawks are getting beat by Golden State right now. Looks like we're still in halftime. It's 59-47. That's a lot of points in the first half. If the Hawks don't tighten up their D and start hitting some shots that they've been missing, it's going to be a long night. But again, it's still early. Hawks have been in deficits before, and they do have a team that does like to come back sometimes. They just don't need to get back, get themselves, backed up into a corner too often. And you do have Steph Curry on the other side. Although they've been kind of holding him, but he likes to throw those wild shots up. My suggestion had been they needed to start both Jeff Teague and Dennis tonight to limit his movements. But they chose to start Baze, and like I said, I think they just need to make those adjustments sooner than later. Because I really want the Hawks to win this game, but we'll see what happens. So again, I wanted to give away a ticket to the San Antonio game tonight to a caller that called in regards to my topic tonight in regards to does the regular season matter or not. Doesn't look like I'm gonna get a call, so I'm going ahead and end the show a little bit early. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Go Hawks.
Thank you.